2 years ago, Republican Larry Hogan won the governor's race in part because a number of Democrats crossed party lines to vote for him. One of them was former Baltimore County Councilman Joe Bartenfelder, who is now Maryland's Agriculture Secretary. WYPR's John Lee has this profile.
Last week at the Maryland State Fair, Grove Miller was giving state officials a tour of the fairgrounds. They were sitting on benches in a cart being pulled by a tractor.
Back of me is the sheep, goat, and swine barn.
Miller is a retired farmer who has been on the state fair board for decades.
I started farming with horses.
Much has changed since then.
The first tractor I bought was a John Deere H, which now most lawnmowers have more horsepower than that tractor I bought.
Something else has changed. These days, farmers in Maryland think they're getting a bad rap, and it goes something like this. Even though agriculture is the number one commercial industry in the state, you don't hear much about farmers, and when you do, it usually has something to do with polluting the bay. Inside the Cow Palace at the State Fair, Howard County dairy farmer Derek Patrick says farmers make easy scapegoats. In his case, Patrick says he's taking steps to reduce runoff to the bay.
We try to do our best, but then at the end of the day, everyone still thinks the farmers are, oh, they're the reason. So we're not trying to kill anyone.
Patrick says the state needs to do a better job of explaining to people what farmers actually do. State Agriculture Secretary Joe Bartenfelder agrees that is a fair criticism. Bartenfelder says he's trying to reach out to people who don't farm.
To try to educate them more on what farming's about now.
For instance, farmers use manure for fertilizer and for years were told they could spread as much of it as they wanted on their fields because it wasn't going anywhere. Turns out that's not true, and that manure is a big source of phosphorus pollution runoff into the bay. So Bartenfelder says farmers are changing how and when they spread manure to reduce that runoff.
It isn't a defined science yet. You know, they're still coming about with new knowledge, new changes, and everything else.
According to the Environmental Protection Agency, more than a quarter of all phosphorus that enters the bay comes from manure. Algae blooms love this stuff. They spread, cutting off sunlight to underwater grasses and reducing the oxygen in the water. Bartenfelder says Maryland growers are stepping up, and farmers in other bay states, like Pennsylvania, need to as well.
We can't keep, you know, in other words, passing more, in other words, more stringent effects here without them being able to get on the same board with us.
Maryland farmers complained they were being overregulated by Governor Martin O'Malley. 2 years ago, Bartenfelder jumped ship from the Democratic Party and campaigned for Republican Larry Hogan for governor. Agriculture is a more diverse industry today. Crops like corn and soybeans are still big, but now you also have wineries, cideries, farmers markets, craft beers with homegrown hops. Medical marijuana is right around the corner. 9 dairy farms are dishing out ice cream.
It's probably the difference between where they're being able to stay a little successful and staying in business or having to go out of business.
Before becoming Agriculture Secretary, Bartenfelder served in the House of Delegates and on the Baltimore County Council. He has farms in Caroline, Dorchester, and Baltimore counties. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.